Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We start today with a big launch in the world of wireless audio. The Oppo Enco Air 5 Pro earbuds have just arrived in India. These true wireless stereo earbuds are making headlines among music lovers, travelers, and those looking for top-shelf sound on the go. What sets the Enco Air 5 Pro apart from the rest is its clever combination of advanced noise cancellation, premium audio hardware, and marathon battery life. Oppo's latest ANC is at the heart of these buds, promising up to 55 decibels of noise reduction. That means you get a far more immersive listening experience, whether you're on a busy train, in a cafe, or just blissing out at home. The noise cancellation actively adapts to your surroundings, really making this release stand out in a very crowded wireless audio market. Alongside ANC, Oppo has stepped up the sound quality game with high-res audio certification and 12mm titanium-coated drivers. If you value clear highs, rich mids, and punchy bass, you're going to appreciate the Alive Audio technology built in here. Alive Audio creates a powerful enveloping soundstage that aims to make everything from your favorite albums to action-packed games simply pop. It's not just music where these buds shine, though. Oppo has packed a triple microphone system into each earbud to boost call clarity. Whether you're taking work calls or venting to a mate, your voice comes through crisp, while distracting noise around you gets filtered out. For anyone who spends long hours moving or needs their earbuds to last all day, battery performance is a key selling point for the Enco Air 5 Pro. You'll get a hefty 54 hours total playtime with the charging case, and a remarkable 13 hours from just one charge on the earbuds themselves. Fast charging is on board too, which means if you're down to the wire, you can just top up quickly and keep going without missing a beat. As for what you'll pay, the Enco Air 5 Pro comes in at ₹4,999, available in ultra-slick matte black and refined pearl white finishes. Pre-orders are live now on the Oppo India official website, with general sales kicking off May 28, 2026. It's an exciting addition for those looking to upgrade their listening kit without blowing the bank. But the week hasn't just been about eye-catching hardware. There's a much more sobering story out of the world of security. The US Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, better known as CISA, has suffered a major breach, and it all comes down to human error. CISA accidentally exposed crucial AWS GovCloud credentials on a public GitHub repository, leaving internal documentation exposed. This documentation reveals insights into CISA's software deployment strategies, making it a goldmine for would-be attackers and security analysts alike. The breach has sparked a storm among cybersecurity experts, who say this reveals deeper vulnerabilities in how sensitive government systems are protected. Disclosure of such privileged cloud credentials potentially threatens national security and the integrity of agency operations. Experts are urging an immediate review of government security measures, especially when it comes to managing external contractors and preventing accidental leaks like this. It's a timely reminder that while technology can move quickly, basic security protocols must keep up to protect not just data, but public safety as well. In practical terms, this breach will almost certainly force temporary shutdowns, audits, and perhaps more stringent access reviews across government teams. In the longer term, it's likely to accelerate the push for automated monitoring, better contractor vetting, and an industry-wide rethink about best practices in credential management. Switching gears for a minute, let's focus on a positive story in software. The latest round of updates for document, spreadsheet, and forms editors is now rolling out. These improvements are all about refining the user experience and boosting productivity, especially for business and education settings. In the document editor, users can now add horizontal lines, a simple but handy way to give your writing more structure and visual clarity. Spreadsheet editor fans are getting a new dark mode toggle, which means less eye strain and a more comfortable way to work on late-night projects. The Forms Editor now has quicker, more reliable signature panels, making it easier than ever to collect secure, verified responses on everything from contracts to surveys. If you spend time making presentations, you'll find 25 new themes, as well as 20 dynamic slide transitions in the Presentation Editor, letting you level up your visual storytelling. Importantly, these feature updates arrive alongside important security patches, giving peace of mind that presentation and document data is better protected. It's another example of developers increasingly balancing user-driven innovation with ongoing security improvements. And speaking of balancing progress with protection, the ongoing evolution of Linux networking saw a burst of bug fixes and updates arrive with the recent release of Linux 7.1. Top of the list were much-needed patches to Bluetooth drivers, addressing connection dropouts and vulnerabilities that could potentially be exploited if left unchecked. Behind the scenes, kernel maintainers are now doubling down on security-first approaches, aiming to build more robust frameworks for preventing both old and new attack vectors. Of course, it's not just about ironing out the bugs. There's real momentum in how communities are getting proactive about emerging threats, not just waiting for them to appear. Meanwhile, AI continues to shake up open-source development workflows, but not without its own challenges and growing pains. More organizations are turning to AI-generated coding assistance to help speed up software delivery, but there's mounting concern over the quality of these tools' output. Software leaders are calling for more robust evaluation frameworks, because flawed metrics risk giving the wrong picture about their effect on productivity, or worse, baking critical bugs into code. As the tools become more widely adopted, the need for constant human-centered review alongside AI feedback will likely grow far more important. The feeling is clear: AI offers immense promise, but to realize the benefits without introducing new risks, it's time for a more mature approach. That's going to involve a united push from project maintainers, software vendors, and the open source community as a whole. On the desktop front, there's more news for those running FreeBSD. The operating system is leaning into a Wayland-first approach, with X11 now marked as legacy. This move aims to give FreeBSD users a smoother, more modern desktop and laptop experience, especially as graphics stacks continue to evolve across platforms. The FreeBSD team has released a comprehensive step-by-step guide for getting KDE with Wayland set up on FreeBSD 15.x, which should make the install process easier, even for less technical users. By embracing Wayland, FreeBSD is planting itself firmly in the future of desktop computing, offering improved responsiveness and visuals while keeping its famously robust architecture. Existing users are strongly encouraged to explore the transition to Wayland, and those considering a new OS might find FreeBSD a stronger desktop contender than ever. If you're keeping an eye on fresh hardware launches, Chinese brand EHUWE is making a splash with its new UniBook laptop, aimed squarely at the entry-level Ultrabook market. Priced around $449, the UniBook is clearly positioned to challenge the likes of Apple's MacBook Neo, but with its own value pack sensibility. Out of the box, it comes with Windows 11, yet there are strong indications from CHUWI that Linux compatibility will be fully supported soon. At its core is Intel's Core 3304 processor, delivering a solid mix of performance and efficiency for day-to-day tasks, streaming, schoolwork, or light content creation. Battery life is another highlight, with CHU Epoy claiming impressive longevity thanks to careful hardware optimization. The 14-inch display boasts a high resolution and a slim, lightweight chassis, making it a great option for students or commuters who need portability. This device sits squarely in the market for those looking for a budget-friendly laptop that doesn't cut corners on essential specs. And if Linux support lands as promised, it'll be a very interesting option for the open-source crowd. While we're talking laptops and next-gen tech, Intel's graphics division has been working hard on new driver updates as we approach Linux kernel 7.2. The big headline is the addition of SRIOV support for Nova Lake's integrated graphics, which paves the way for better virtualization, an increasingly important feature for pros and hobbyists alike. With SRIOV, virtual machines can securely tap into hardware graphics acceleration, opening up entirely new workflows and boosting performance for everything from containers to gaming. Intel's push here will improve flexibility for Linux users who rely on virtualization, not just in the enterprise, but also for home labs, software testing, and sandboxed creative projects. There's a clear message in these software and hardware updates. Whether it's delivering standout audio, turbocharging productivity tools, or closing security gaps, innovation in open source is all about balancing user needs with robust engineering. As the week wraps up, the tech world is reminded once again that advances in one area often go hand in hand with the need for greater vigilance in another. The Oppo Enco Air 5 Pro shows how far user-first design has come, making audio better and battery anxiety a thing of the past. But the CISA breach highlights why layered security, both in the public sector and with private cloud contracts, can't ever be taken for granted. With Wayland becoming the norm on FreeBSD, and with open-source office editors now catching up to commercial alternatives, desktop Linux remains as vibrant as ever. Advancements in AI and new hardware like the UniBook are changing what's possible for open-source users worldwide. As we look ahead, the lesson is clear. Innovation, collaboration, and a steady focus on security are the keys to unlocking tech's full potential. That's all for this week's Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.